And what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
Mikey Show Questionnaire.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun.
All right.
By the way, all of the Hall of Famers are waiting already.
Wow, they're 20 minutes early.
Yeah, 20 minutes early. They're all here. They're all ready to go.
That's why they're Hall of Famers.
That's right.
All right.
How is Mikey Show Questionnaire going to work?
This is Sky's bit, so I'll let her kind of explain.
Let me tell you something. Let's give credit where credit's due.
Yes.
Whenever we do the 28-hour show, which Sky came up with the idea of doing the 28-hour show, when we do
you
the 28-hour show, we do the 28-hour show, we have a series of meetings about the 28-hour show to come up with ideas. Sky's got great ideas.
Always.
Always got really good ideas.
Yeah.
So this was one of your ideas. It's the Mikey Show Questionnaire.
Mm, yeah. So
if it sucks, it's your fault.
Okay,
that's right.
Thanks. No pressure. So, yeah. So, basically, we all got a piece of paper that has, you know, 5 different questions on it. You write your name on the top in the space provided, and then you answer the question. And you, the only acceptable answers are one name of a person on the Mikey Show. And then after we all fill out our questionnaires, which will take us about 2 seconds, we'll hand them to you, Mikey. And then you can review them however you want. You can go by, you know, question number one, what everybody answered, or you can just go through all of Sky's answers, or you can just touch on the ones that you think are interesting. So it's up to you what, you know, is revealed.
So I'm just going to reveal these various facts, and we talk about them.
Yeah, or you can turn it into a game if you'd prefer, you know, where you give the
question. I need you to tell me what to do. I can't.
Producer, what do you think's better, turn it into a game?
No.
Or just
revealing?
I think
it's interesting. I think it's a social experiment to see who on the Mikey Show would do what with each other. So in other words, like a sample question is, like, who would you want to most have as your roommate on the show? And so Mike has one person to answer. Sean has one person that he can answer, and so forth, and why, and then what you'll ask why once we turn in these questionnaires.
Cool.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Ooh, oh, some of these are tough though. To commit.
They are really tough.
Yeah.
I don't.
These are great, Skye.
Yeah.
These questions are great.
Yeah, kind of tough. Yeah, okay. I see. I don't want to commit to any of these answers. So pick just one.
It's so hard.
You should be committed.
You're committed.
You're committed.
Fill out your thing.
Girl.
Jackals.
Gosh darn, this one question's really got me, man. Can I read what the questions are? Or should I wait?
Done.
Should I wait?
Oh, teacher's pet.
I'm taking Eddie's.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. I can't answer. I don't know who to answer this question.
Wow.
Oh.
Nuts.
There's two I can't commit to.
Oh, okay.
Just glad Boy Blender's not on the show anymore.
He?
Well, he'd be my answers for everything.
Not cool.
That is cool.
He would be your answer for everything?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, why are you shaking your head no and sticking out your tongue?
What?
That ain't cool.
You're not cool.
That's true.
Eddie.
Yo, homie.
I'm looking at me and yours.
Yeah.
We answered each other, I think, kind of on the same ones.
Well, I mean
very close.
20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I think I know how I kind of want to do this.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say who it is, Eddie.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what she said. Okay? It's Ashley.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to give you the question, and I want you to tell me what she said.
I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Eddie, who on the show did Ashley say she would live with?
I would probably say Boston Rob.
That's correct.
Wow.
Wow.
More closest to her age. They hang out a lot already off the air. That's my guess.
I have them all in now?
I got what?
Look at how slow he moves,
dude.
Look how slow he moves.
He's trying to move fast. Look, it's cute.
It's cute.
He's not trying to.
Whoa.
He's trying.
You're moving so quick. You're at a snail's pace.
That's right.
Sky.
What's up, G?
Who would Ashley call first if she were in a car accident?
Eddie.
That is incorrect.
Whoa.
Ashley would call B-Rob if she was in a car accident.
Whoa.
Why? Why?
Yeah. Surprising.
Yeah.
Because I talk to B-Rob on a pretty normal basis, and he's pretty good about picking up the phone when I call. And he also kind of lives in my area. Okay, that doesn't really apply, but I don't know. I just feel closest to him, so in a crisis, I would probably...
It does make sense he lives close to your area, because if you were in a car accident, he could take you home easily. It's close to where he's going.
Yeah, and he just, I don't know, I'm pretty close to him. Like, I kind of would turn to him for that, you know what I mean?
B-Rob, who did Ashley say she would borrow money from?
Eddie.
That's correct.
Really?
She would go to you to borrow money.
I'm broke.
Now, the next question is, who would you go to for advice on work, relationship, financial? So you can add a different person for each one. Eddie, who did she say she would go to advice for on work?
It could be either me, you, or Sky.
That is a far-out question.
I'll say Sky.
Incorrect.
Oh.
My.
She would go to you for advice on work.
Yeah, we have a lot of conversations about work.
Yep.
Who would she go to for advice on a relationship?
Maybe you.
You are correct.
Wow. She likes to talk to you a lot about her relationships.
I think he's very wise when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Sky, who would Ashley go to for advice on financial stuff?
I think it's either me or Eddie. So she hasn't mentioned me yet. So I'm going to go Sky.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yep. You guys know me well. Wow.
Skrill. Okay. not necessary, Sean.
Very necessary. And appropriate.
Apropos.
And the fifth and last question, Sean. What did Ashley say? Who would she call if she were arrested?
I will say Eddie.
That is incorrect. She would call B-Rod.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense with the whole car thing.
Right.
I wouldn't want Eddie to know that I got arrested.
That's what it is.
The next questionnaire. The next questionnaire I have is that of Eduardo Pantomano.
Is that a new member of the show?
That's Eddie.
Oh.
My full name.
Oh.
Sean.
How do you do?
You're welcome.
Sean, who did Eddie say he would live with?
You.
That is incorrect. He's already lived with me. He would live with B-Rod.
Two for two.
I almost said that.
Yeah.
Really?
Me and Mike we've lived together many, many different times. And he's a great roommate. It's nothing against Mike. It's just at this point, I think that, like, Mike is kind of a different guy now. I'm kind of a different guy now. And I think me and B-Rob would watch the most things together on TV and hang out the most and, like, go out and drink or whatever. So I would probably say Rod at this point.
Yeah.
Rod.
Sky. Who would Eddie call first if he were in a car accident?
I think that would be you, Mikey.
That is correct. Ashley.
Yo.
Who would Eddie borrow money from?
Gonna have to see you, Mike.
That is correct.
He's got the most of it. Yeah. Duh.
No brainer.
Gimme.
Skrill.
Sky, who would Eduardo Pantomano?
Thank you.
Go to for advice on work.
I think this is a no-brainer that it would be you, Mikey.
That is correct.
Okay.
Sky, who would he go to for advice on a relationship?
Me?
That is correct.
Wow.
Whoa.
Shocking.
Sky, who would Eddie go to for advice on financial?
That's either me or Sean. I'm going to go Sean.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of creepy the way Eddie and Sky are, they know how the other thinks. If anything, they know how the other thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Why Sean, Eddie?
You are kind of goofy with money.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
true.
I'm not being a jerk.
True. I would never go to me for financial advice.
No.
I look at you like, why are you even asking?
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. It would be, and the kids, they're young and they don't make a lot of money, so they wouldn't really know what to do with it. And it did come down between Sky and Sean. And I think when it came to financial matters, I actually may feel more comfortable talking with Sean about it than Sky.
Is there a reason? Is it a guy thing?
It may be. No. It may be.
Sexist.
Totally.
B-Rod.
Women.
Who would Eddie call if he was arrested?
My gut says to say me because I kind of know the system, but I...
True.
But I'm going to say you, Mikey.
That is correct.
Pretty easy.
Mine is next.
Ooh.
Oh, hello.
Oh, well, hello.
Miguel Esperanza.
Oh.
PhD. Sky, who would I live with?
Ashley.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
Sean, is that your phone?
Sean.
It might be. It is.
Who's calling?
Oh.
Who's calling? I mean, come on.
I know.
Hi, Von Bronner.
Look at him digging through his knapsack.
Pockets in here.
Oh, gosh.
Who is it? What was that?
Who was it?
Let me see. It's my wife.
Oh, Tina.
She doesn't know what you do, though, right?
Something make a noise?
She didn't know what you do for a living.
Yeah,
no,
happened,
she's
happened
unaware.
Oh, come on. She misses you.
And this is plain. My notes.
Those walls and stuff. You wouldn't even have that.
I must have hit that earlier by accident.
I know, I hit mine too when I took it out of my pocket. It was recording.
So weird.
There's gas passing on it. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Look at that.
Sky.
Yes.
This is my questionnaire.
Right.
Who would I live with?
Ooh. See, it's definitely between Eddie and Sean. But I think just like Eddie said in his answer, you guys have kind of changed and whatever. And I think it would be Sean.
No, it would be you. No, I'm kidding. It would be Sean.
Why is that funny? It would be Sean.
That's
ridiculous.
Stop
it. It would be Sean. I am only interested in asking Sky every one
Ooh,
of these questions.
Do it.
Why?
I won't be offended. Yes.
Sky, you're one for one.
No.
How well you know Mike.
Sky.
Yes.
I'm going to take a guess that she gets them all right.
So now the pressure's on.
Who would I call first if I was in a car accident?
Eddie.
That's correct. Who would I ask to borrow money from?
So again, between Sean and Eddie. I'm going to go Eddie.
Correct. Who would I go to for advice on work?
Eddie.
That is correct.
Oh, I would have said Sean.
You and Eddie are lovers.
Okay. That was not necessary.
That's accurate.
We've been friends for 20 years.
Kids love us.
Who would I go to for advice on a relationship?
That's easy.
Yes.
Wow.
And these all come down to Sean and Eddie. Okay.
You guys are exactly alike.
Who would...
What did you do that?
Sky, who would I go to for advice on financial?
This is between me and Sean.
Tough.
See, like, lots of times it's me because I'm here and Sean's in San Francisco. But I think if Sean was in the room, you would go to him first.
Again, the question is, who would I go to for advice on...
I can't think it out. I can't think about it. I just have to shout out answers.
On financial. By the way, I love this game and I want to play it all the time.
I think really that good. We should post these answers on the website.
Absolutely.
We'll give them to Colonels after
I
we're
was
done.
Throwing them away as we were going along. But,
nice.
Colonels, come in here and get the ones in the garbage.
Yeah, jump in the trash. Yeah.
They've got gravy on them.
Okay.
I'll get them.
Dig in the trash. Come on.
I don't want to ruin my streak, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it would be me.
You are correct.
Oh. Wow. Sky, that's creepy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Sky, who would I call if I were arrested?
Eddie.
That is correct. You got them all right.
Holy crap. Nice. You guys are lovers.
Wow.
You're the lovers.
Yes. You guys love it.
We're in love.
Next up is Sean.
This could go a lot of weird directions.
Eddie?
I think I have very
sound
thinking. First of all,
by the way, Sean's, we have to scan these.
Oh, what?
Because it looks like he wrote them with his feet.
Well, I had this, I had a pen.
It was a left-handed pen.
No, it was in the jar over there, and obviously someone had used it before me.
Is that why you broke that out?
Yes, I doused it.
Yes, I doused
it with the hand sanitizer, but I don't want to really get into it with this pen, so I...
Well, you may get AIDS.
Shut up.
You freak.
Stupid.
The next one is Sean's. Eddie, who would Sean live with?
You.
Correct. Who would Sean call if he were in a car accident?
You.
Correct. Eddie, who would Sean ask to borrow money from?
It's between you and Sky. I will say you.
Wrong. You.
Really?
Wow. Yes. Please explain.
I have this thing with Eddie where it's like a... It's like we're boys. Or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like we have that sort of guy connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel most comfortable that way.
You would feel most comfortable asking him.
Yes, I would.
That's far out.
Wow. I wouldn't get much, but...
Not even when I die, really. To be honest. You could ask, though.
Thanks.
Not true, Eddie. You helped out Johnny.
I just yawned. Is that a cause for concern?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was surprised.
To see me yawn?
Yeah. I feel great right now.
So this is when we'd be ending the show, getting ready to wrap it up.
Getting ready to.
I wouldn't say that I feel great right now, but I think that's later in the day, I think I'm going to feel a lot better.
This questionnaire has kind of pumped me up. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay, Mikey.
We got 24 hours left, by the way.
Oh, shut your mouth. Now I don't feel as good.
We're in the middle of Sean's questionnaire. Sean said he would live with me. He would call me if he were in a car accident. He would borrow money from Eddie. Sky, who would Sean go to for advice on work?
You, Mikey.
Incorrect. He would go to Eddie.
No.
Absolutely.
Sean, that's not
Sean.
True.
Absolutely.
You can't lie on the questionnaire.
I'm not lying on the questionnaire.
Sean,
why would you go to Eddie?
I've had a lot of discussions with Eddie about work before. I think he has a lot of really solid common sense when it comes to obviously radio, but also dealing with, you know, dynamics of individuals and things like that.
Wow, I'm in shock.
Eddie, who would Sean call about relationships?
I'm really thrown off right now. my instinct says you or Sky. I will say Sky.
That is correct. Why Sky, Sean?
We've all said Sky, by the way.
We've all said Sky for relationships?
That question.
Oh, hello.
That's interesting.
Oh, wow.
Ashley said you.
Yeah, Ashley didn't say me, which I was actually surprised at. Because she always tells me how...
All the boys have said you.
How awesome my relationship is, and she wished she could have one like it.
No.
It's a little hurtful.
I said Sky... I did not say Sky for relationships.
Oh,
no, I said...
Oh, for financial, you said.
Financial, and I would go to Sean, I think, for... Yeah, I said Sean for relationships.
Well, then me and Sean are going to go to Sky for relationship advice, which is crazy.
Which is awesome.
It is crazy.
Eddie, who would Sean go to for advice on financial stuff?
Sky.
Correct. And who would Sean call if he was arrested?
I would say you.
That is correct. Next up is Sky.
Oh, no.
This will be interesting.
Weird.
Yes.
Sean, who would Sky live with?
That's easy, Sean. Think about how she is.
Me?
No.
Ooh.
Eddie.
Ashley.
Of course.
The only girl.
Yeah.
Gotcha. She would not live with a boy.
Gotcha. Yep. You're right.
Yeah. We're roomies, who, Ash.
Who would Sky call?
Hey. Love that.
Eddie, who would Sky call if she were in a car accident?
Oh, man. These are gonna be weird. I don't.
Why is mine so weird?
Well, because I could see you having an answer for Mike. All
right.
I could see you having an answer for me. I could see you having an answer for Sean.
Okay, I get that.
And maybe even Ashley. Never Rob. I will say, she's in a car accident. She would call you, Mikey, because of work.
Correct.
Nice.
Why me, Sky?
Well, first and foremost, because I need to inform, you know, like, obviously the first person calls, like, my husband or my parents or whatever. So if it's somebody on the show, it's going to be you because I need to inform you about work. And
her sunburn.
And, excuse me, Eddie?
Eddie, why are you looking outside into the parking lot? Why are you doing that?
Parking lot looking, Eddie.
Nothing out there.
And, you know, mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, big events in our lives, like, you know, when Rob, unfortunately, went through, you know, his, like, DUI, and, you know, Ashley, when she's had her, you know, issues, like, you're always very calm and centered when it comes to, like, big stuff like that. You know what I mean? And I know I could get you on the phone, and you'd be very calm, and you'd be like, okay, this is what I think you could do, and, you know, and so that's why I'd call you.
Eddie, who would Sky borrow money from?
Oh, man. I don't think she's going to say you.
Sorry.
I don't, that's an evil Whoa. Laugh. I don't know why.
You know.
I'm not sure, because it's between me and Sean. I'll say me.
No, Rob. She would actually.
Yeah, that's
wow. Wow. That
she would borrow money from you, Eddie. Sean, who would Sky go to advice for about work?
I would say Eddie.
That is correct. Ashley, who would Sky go to for advice on a relationship?
Oh, my. I would either say Eddie.
That is incorrect. She would go to Sean.
Whoa. Sean.
Why, yeah. Sky?
When Sean and I lived in the same town, you know, we would talk about relationships all the time. And I think that Sean's relationship with his wife is very similar to my relationship with my husband. And so, you know, so when we talk about relationships, we're already on that same level, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
Sean, who would Sky go to for advice on financial stuff?
I would say me.
That is correct. Eddie, who would Sky call if she were arrested?
Now, this is going to be interesting because you could use the same rationale that you used for the car accident thing where she would call you because you're calming. But in this, I think she may think you may be mad at her or something for getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I could say you. I'm trying to read her face.
I know, yeah. I'm giving you poker face right now.
I'll say me.
First rationale, she'd call me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was you're so right. It was the exact same reasoning as the car accident. You know? Yeah.
Last up.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
B-Rod.
Rob.
His questionnaire. Eddie, who would B-Rod live with?
I'm going to say he'll say Ashley.
That's incorrect.
No way.
He said Sean.
What?
Huh? Yeah.
Why?
I think it would be.
Did you try to do a bit when you did this?
Dude,
were you trying to be funny?
That's not true.
What? Well, I want to hear what
he was trying to be funny. He was trying to be
not at all. I was thinking about it, and Ashley, I could see living with her kind of, but I'm trying to get out of, like, my whole party phase thing, and I'm doing more like at home stuff. And I know Sean watches everything on TV. He's smarter than the average person with like some weird intellect that I've noticed with his humor. And I think it'd be actually pretty cool to be a roommate of Sean's. and just like get to kind of be in that environment.
Sean, who would B-Rod call first if he was in a car accident?
I think he would call you.
Incorrect. He would call Eddie.
Wow.
Why Eddie?
A lot of the older brother thing that I got with Eddie. So first instinct would, you know, to call Eddie. Like, I would call one
of
my brothers.
Yeah, that's very well put.
Thank you.
Pretty articulate.
I'd call one of my brothers if I was in a car accident. So, you know, I kind of look at Eddie as another one of my brothers.
Sky, who would B-Rod borrow money from?
I think you, Mikey.
That is correct. Why me, B-Rod?
I think you lent me money before.
I think we all have, if we're being honest. Well, I think we've all, at one time or another, I think we all have.
And you couldn't put everyone down, so I feel a little more comfortable asking you.
Ashley, who would B-Rod go to for advice on work?
Eddie.
That is incorrect. He would go to me for advice on work. Why, B-Rod?
Well, I've seen where you've come from.
Right. Gotcha. Who would B-Rod go to for advice on relationships? Sky. Who would he go to?
Oh. Advice on relationships. Eddie.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Sky, who would he go to for advice on financial stuff?
You, Mikey?
No, he would go to you, Sky.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
Why? Why?
Yeah.
She's, well, I talked to her about some real estate stuff while back and a couple times at different dinners. And she's got a good head on her shoulders, and she knows how to save that money. She don't like spending a lot, so that's the person you want to go to.
Well, thank you.
And finally, Sean, who would B-Rod call if he were arrested?
It's B-Rod.
Eddie.
Ed is incorrect. He would call me. Why would you call me?
You would know if I was not at work.
Were any of his answers Ashley?
Actually, the only
not
person
one of his
me,
answers were Ashley.
And the
Ashley.
Only person who picked me one time was Sky to live with me. No one else picked me once ever.
Because Ashley picked him for a lot of her answers. So I figured
record,
Ashley, does that kind of bother you? Does that bother you?
Not really, because I mean, he's entitled to whatever.
Wait, who's
picks.
He? Who's
who
he?
Is he? Yeah.
You.
Eddie.
B-Rod, you mean?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
but doesn't it kind of hurt your feelings that he wouldn't pick you for a couple of those?
No. I mean, if that's the way he feels, then maybe he looks at our friendship differently than I look at it.
Ooh.
Whatever.
I don't know. 24 hours left. Not now. Come on.
Ouch.
I'm just saying.
23 hours, 35 minutes more of that.
But like I said, you know, Sky only picked me for living with me, and nobody else picked me once. So maybe
do you
I'm
believe
just
that
not
Sky's answer was motivated by the fact that you're the only other person on the show with a vagina?
I don't know. I mean, I think, like I said, I think
Sean, Mikey wasn't asking you.
I was asking Ashley.
I think those questions maybe I'm not the best person to turn to rely on for things. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
I say we give it a couple of years and we do
not
it again.
A big deal.
You obviously do the way you're talking. I mean, it's pretty understandable as far as I've known Mike for 20 years.
With guys, it's definitely more understandable. With B-Rob, it's a little bit like, you know, a little hurtful. But like at the same time, like I said, he's entitled to.
Well, she's being honest. She's being honest, B-Rod.
Yeah,
it hurt her feelings a little bit.
But
that,
it's okay.
And
it's
I gotta explain
deal.
To her, it's nothing personal against her. You know what I mean? It's just I'm at a different situation in my life, or trying to get to a different place in my life than every night going out and drinking. And that's a huge factor for me. Like that comes down to.
And B-Rod has said that B-Rod has said that there are a lot of times where Ashley is kind of a bad influence on him, and she'll try to talk him into doing things that he's trying to stop doing in his life.
Not that she's a bad influence, but she's still into that, you know, like.
Oh, she absolutely, though, encourages you to do things that you'll say no to.
That's not true.
Yeah. That is true. He told me and everybody on the air that you were talking him into going to that bar at 11 o'clock in the morning to go drinking. And it was like a Sunday.
Yeah, that.
It was actually a Tuesday.
It's even worse. It's a work day.
But that was like the once in...
But I really don't think that has... Me and B-Rob's friendship, I don't think it's me encouraging him to do bad things.
No, that's definitely not it. But she does enjoy going out, you know, Friday, Saturday night, both nights. And that's something that I'm trying to cut back on. So, you know, that's a make it or
break
it.
But I don't think all those questions pertain to partying. There's a whole bunch of questions.
Hey, I mean, listen, if there had been a question on there that said, who would you turn to for party advice? Probably Ashley's name would have been mentioned.
Yeah, and that's fine. I just think that there's more to me than partying. I think that there's more qualities to me that are awesome besides the fact that I am fun to party
with. But that doesn't mean that you don't have those qualities. It's just maybe he thinks other people on the show are better at certain things.
Yeah.
More responsible or whatever, better with their money.
Yeah, I know.
And it's nothing personal against you. It's just that what I've learned and what I've figured out is that,
it's
you know, with the more years you got.
Can we move on a little bit?
You're older.
I really don't care.
It does hurt your feelings.
No, and I understand, and I don't care. Drop it.
Because she shot me an IM, kind of giving me an info.
Did she really? Did she really?
Read it.
No.
What does it say?
Read it.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Oh,
no. Uh-oh, Rob.
Oh, man.
I absolutely did. Read it away.
What does it
say?
What does it say, B-Rod?
Hold on. I'm trying to get to it. Oh,
no.
Oh. Sean, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
You limit Sean over me. That's the biggest insult ever. I'm not sure we're even friends.
Okay, I have a question. Uh-oh. Ashley, why would you not say this on the air? Why wouldn't you reveal that? We asked you directly. Why not tell the truth?
When did you ask me directly?
All that stuff. I said, hey, Ashley, doesn't that bother you a little bit? No, I don't care.
That was I IM'd him.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Perfect opportunity.
Exactly. Why would you say that? Why wouldn't you tell me the truth?
Tell you the truth that I had already IM'd him? Oh. I IM'd him during the Bush thing. Because that was boring me, let's be honest.
Why wouldn't you say when I asked you, hey, did it bother you? Why don't you tell me the truth and say, yeah, it did?
Because, like, I don't want to, it's not that big of a deal. I mean.
You just wrote to him, question mark, question mark, question mark. That's insulting.
Yeah, I think
so that is by definition a big deal.
I would like to think that I would like, well, I thought that, you know, me and B-Rob were like the closest. And then for him to pick Sean, who doesn't even live here, that he'd want to live with Sean. He doesn't even, I would say he knows Sean the least and knows me the closest.
Can I ask
And he picks, he wants to live with Sean over me.
Can I ask you guys
a
question?
Yeah, I think that's a little weird. I think it's weird.
Has this become the new hot seat?
It's funny that you say that because that's how I came up with the game. I was like, we need to do something like the hot seat, but not make it so ugly and angry, but still reveal stuff about how we feel about other members of the show. And maybe it didn't go as good as I thought.
Well, you know,
maybe it went better than you thought.
I thought it was great. Like, I think it's really fascinating. I wasn't hurt by anybody's answers. I thought it was really interesting.
I think that everybody's answer that I heard seemed pretty accurate. I was a little surprised.
I agree with that.
I was a little surprised that more people didn't list me to come to for work advice, because I feel like I know more about radio than anybody in the world. So I was surprised about that. But I also understand that, you know, Eddie knows a lot about this business too, and I think people, by and large, on the show, some people are kind of afraid of me. Like, Eddie, when you said, you don't think that Skye might not call me because she would think that I would get mad at her, which is kind of true. Like, I probably would, but I don't think I'd let you know. You know what I mean? Like, let me give you an example. If you got arrested, if you got arrested for speeding, I'd be so irritated because we've all told you a million times.
Right.
Quit the speeding already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, luckily they don't arrest people for that.
But I thought that the answers were pretty right on.
Yeah, everyone's answers, I think, were dead right on. With me and B-Rob, I think I've been there for him for so many things. And for this list, for my name not to come up once on it, is a little bit shocking.
I have to say that, too. I think so, too.
Because
I think it is.
I am there for that boy 150%, and he knows that. And I wasn't on that list once, and that's kind of a trip.
I think so, too.
You know, like, it's...
Yeah, his answer for Sean as his roommate, I think, is BS.
That's BS. You know what I mean?
And I think he was trying to be funny. And I think if it really came down to the 100% truth, he would pick Ash.
He says that's not true.
And I know he is.
He's backing up because he knew that he was like, oh, this isn't what I thought.
And it pisses me off that he thinks that I would want, you know, if we sat down and you were like, listen, I don't want to party, I would support you 100%. And I would, if we lived together, really, really 100% support you. And I would not be drinking around you. And I would not be, like, bringing things around
Rob,
you that you would do.
Be
and
honest.
If he thinks that I would, that sucks.
Be honest, Rob.
No, that's the deal, dude. Like,
be 100% honest. Do not lie to me. If you tell me the I want you to tell me the truth.
Go ahead.
You answered that first question, were you trying to be funny?
At first, that's how I was kind of coming off. But when I like wrote it down and actually thought about it, I think like I'm not kidding. I know almost nothing about Sean, and that's like. That's one of the things that
But why would you not write Ashley? She's got a point. I think she makes a lot of sense. Why would you not write Ashley? You guys are the same age. You guys are very close. You're very good friends. Why not Ashley?
The biggest thing for me is, like, we are the same age. I think we got different, or I'm on kind of a little bit of a different page right now.
What do you think of that, though, Ashley?
And it's the big, and
what do you think of that, what he says?
It's the partying thing, and that's it.
Like do you think when he says that?
If he thinks that I party too much and that would be bad for him, I would support that 100% because I just want him to be happy and healthy. So that's fine. Like, I'm totally okay with that.
And we really never have addressed that because you know what?
For sure. This is a live air thing. Right
yeah,
now because
yeah.
Because we haven't talked.
Us talking about it.
That's fine. I would respect that.
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
You know, in filling this out, I mean, you know, this is the first time that I've seen any of these questions. I went through it really fast and I gave it some thought, but not as much thought as I probably would like to have. And now that I think about some of my answers, I don't know that I would change any of them, but some things that you've said have made me think.
Mm.
It's fast, you know. If I had an evening to work on it, it may have come out differently. And that may have been that way for B-Rob.
I feel that way, too. I think I might go to Ashley for the financial advice.
Good
shut
for
it.
You.
Come on.
Mikey show.
Yeah, this is P1 Tank.
Go ahead.
And I was thinking that maybe Ashley was as close to Rob as she thinks, but after that incident when she had to go to his house and hang out with him and be a slave, I think it was, and she had to use the restroom and left the door open. Maybe he kind of tended to get away from that.
Ashley, did you go to the restroom and leave the door open? Or is he confusing you with Sky?
He's trying to make a bad joke, and it went really bad. Bad delivery, bro. Try again next time.
I really thought that guy was 100% serious. Mikey show, hello.
Yeah, I would definitely go to Ashley on advice on baking.
Thank you.
Ooh, it's her
great
passion.
Point.
It's her bread and butter, baby.
That's Mikey
right.
Show.
On the table.
Mikey show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to tell Sky, she said they don't arrest people for speeding, but if you're doing 90, they do public endangerment and you get arrested and your car gets pounded.
Wait a second. Let's discuss this. If you're doing 90 on the freeway?
Yeah. And you get pulled over for it, they pop you. Like, it's supposed to be first hit. I mean, if the cop's in a good mood, maybe not, but...
Okay, wait, let's discuss this a little further. Is 90 the limit, or is it
are we really
so
discussing
many miles
this?
Over the speed limit?
Are we really
you know
having a conversation with this?
Like, if so, you're on a freeway
really needs to
where
clarify
it's 70.
To know that she needs to keep it under 90? What is she, a cheetah? What are you, what?
Guy, I'd like an answer
from this kidding me already?
Hey, Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, what's no up? Kidding.
I live in
15.
I live in Escondido.
Drive the limit.
Know.
Try it. You might enjoy it.
I bet people would be
Gary
honking at
Busey,
me and flipping me off if I was driving.
I believe it was a great Gary Busey who once said,
take care of your head by wearing your helmet.
I mean, especially if you're driving.
Yes. But I don't drive a motorcycle. So
Mikey show. Hello. Yes, go ahead, please.
Hey, is it Mikey?
Yes.
Hey, I just had a different point of view about B-Rob living with Ashley.
Go ahead.
Could it possibly be that Boston Rob on another level kind of has a hots for Ashley, and he's kind of thinking that maybe them living together would kind of move them towards a relationship?
Let me tell you something. First of all, it's very natural to think that because Ashley is a young, attractive girl. What people don't realize is that when we are around one another as much as we are, that goes away and is replaced by a family-like relationship. We all see Ashley as a family member.
She has a wonderful physique.
You know, when we all met her, I think we all thought Ashley, you know, was very sexy. But after a little while, she becomes a family member, so you don't see her in that light anymore. I think that's very difficult for guys to understand. They're like, yeah, right. I know you guys still think of her that way. We really don't. We recognize that she's an attractive person, but she becomes like family to us.
Hot white jailbait ass.
Very nice.
High five.
High five.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Mikey show.
You know, I kind of believe B-Rob's decision to pick Sean. I mean, because if you're a dirtbag, the best way to not be a dirtbag anymore, well, you know, live with a germaphobe.
He'd never make it in the door.
B-Rod was not answering honestly,
but
he was trying to be funny.
Does no one see that, like, Sean's really interesting and not like...
I think we all see that Sean is very interesting.
We're aware of that.
So can you not at least give me that? I think coming home to Sean in the house would just be, every day, it would just be something new or something weird or...
And
that's the way you want to live your life, yeah. Is, you know...
We're talking
this is
forever.
Not... What you're saying right now is all...
forever?
It's all very goofy. It's not based in reality.
Well, I don't want to live with Sean forever, but for a short period of time, I think it would be grand.
Mikey show.
Morning, guys.
What's up?
P1 Dick. If I were being pulled over by an unmarked car and a gentleman not wearing a uniform approached me, I think I would probably call Ashley for advice on
there
what
you
to
go.
Do there.
It'd be a good call.
Thank you. You're a good man.
If I woke up in my place and
stop, Mikey, stop. Right
I now. Found a no, periscope.
Good. That's enough.
In the closet.
You son of a bitch.
And I felt that my home were surfacing.
I hate you so much.
So that we could find out where the Germans were.
Oh, no. All right.
I would call Ashley.
If I lost my camera.
Oh, no. Camera got stolen. Yes, Nancy, you would be on the case.
It was stolen,
yes,
and I forgot
I'd
it.
Yeah.
I move on. I would.
Shut up right now.
It was right off my bed. There goes my wife off the couch.
Stop.
Oh, look at that. Jake just did a high dive.
We all have jokes.
Yes, fantastic.
Guy. Yes, Sky.
That's right, Sky. That's
right.
You got the right idea.
Keep that chest bouncing.
Wait a minute. John, you took it to a weird place.
We were trying to get...
Wait, I thought that's what we were all doing.
Oh, man, you ruined it, Sean.
Actually, I made it infinitely more tasty.
Again.
Come on, Sky.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a Mikey show.
343.
Welcome back, Cotter.
We wanted to give you a little taste of what the Mikey show's been up to.
A little taste.
Now, I have never made a secret about it. This is the hardest time for me during the 28-hour show. I have a hard time during this period. Eddie's doing great.
I'm tired, no question about it, but I don't know. I've been okay this whole show.
Sky, you seem very awake right now and lucid.
Oh, yeah. During that replay, I washed my face, brushed my teeth. So I'm
hot.
Went outside.
Maybe that's what I should
skipped
do.
Around the parking lot a little bit.
I want to brush my teeth.
Yeah. Brushing your teeth is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go put water on my face and brush my teeth, and I'll be right back.
All right. All right.
So this means it's Hall & Oates time, Eddie?
Oh.
Kind of a tradition, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it really
A little bit
is.
Of a tradition. I think it's a bit of a tradition.
Is it, Johnny O'Love?
I think it's a bit of a tradition.
Why are you using your radio voice?
I'm not, Sky.
Well, yes, you definitely are.
I'm definitely not.
That is definitely your syndicated radio voice.
I'm afraid not, Sky.
All right, I got to figure out how to find stuff on this
All right,
thing.
Let's play. Let's play some tunes. Let's rock it out.
I think the wrong F word almost came out.
It did. I'm not kidding. What we got? Wah-wah-wee-wah.
Wah-wah-wee-wah.
Hey, you know what's great about this, guys? What? I don't know how to use this machine at all.
Just start pushing buttons, man.
I'm just going to find stuff.
Find stuff and push buttons, dude.
Yeah.
Just get on in there.
Yeah,
dig in.
Real sweet.
Dig in.
What can I do?
Colonel Scott got your back.
He doesn't know anything either. I need to find songs. I got to look for songs.
Songs. He wants some songs.
In our system?
What?
In the system?
No, in your iPod.
Because you can look up my iPod if you want.
Shut up.
Production.
Mikey Show is live right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I got this.
Is it?
Yes, it's live.
What are they doing?
3:45 a.m.
What are they doing?
On Thursday morning.
I bet it's something interesting.
November 9th, 2006.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Would you like one of my spider rings, Sean?
Would you like...
You could have a red one or a...
Would you like my foot in your face?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, then get your stupid face over here.
And welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Everybody...
Give it,
cause
you gotta
go. Yeah.
favorite place. She's
fine, I'll give you the hits.
Okay, yeah, yeah, the hits.
Fine.
Yeah,
thank
I want the
you.
Hits.
Let's do it.
Come on.
Hits in the morning.
Ooh, yeah.
Eddie in the morning.
You're an overnight DJ.
Ooh.
I got your hits. The best stacks on wax. I'm putting this off my record. Who's out of touch? Sky.
Wait a second.
That's right. Whatever. It's really weird. He's 14 years old and he's a DJ at weddings. Fine.
Come
I'll
on.
Give you an oldie.
Thank you.
I already played that.
What? It's a good one.
I didn't mean that one. I meant to do
which one?
This one.
You're a rich girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Come
on.
Told you know it don't matter.
Everybody.
Love that.
Get
yeah.
it
you
can
come
rely
on.
On the old preach man.
It. Come on.
You can rely on the old
hold
man.
Up, girl,
but
it's on I got yeah. more and more and more. This ain't gonna end. I really like Mikey's microphone. I
yeah.
wish my mic sounded like this. Seriously,
shut up. Talk to the man.
Yeah, seriously. Mine sounds like
witch it up.
Through a song. This sounds awesome. You want a little bit more, Mike?
We're doing Hall & Oates Hour, Mike.
What do you
get
thinking,
into
man?
It.
Come on, something I can dance to.
Second Wind.
Woo! Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Good time.
Yeah. Second Wind.
That was awesome. God, Eddie, you are awesome.
Thanks.
Ashley's your biggest fan.
Well, you know, when you can DJ like that.
Thank you.
Because you got the skills.
I'm obsessed.
I went into the bathroom and washed my face and brushed my teeth, and I got a Second Wind, and I feel good.
Yeah, dude.
Beautiful.
I also found Ashley's cell phone in the toilet.
That is not
no.
true.
Not the actual toilet, but in the toilet room. You
that's
know,
not that can't be true. That can't be true.
Well, if Ashley's cell phone is a picture of her mouth and a text that says, no, bitch.
Her mouth?
I'm giving a kissy face.
Ew. That's creepy.
The hell
you're
is that?
Creepy.
I'm just saying, homie.
It's a cute picture.
Not at all.
She, listen, she leaves stuff all over. She would have lost it.
Thanks, Mikey. I'll come grab it for you.
She's lost it before.
Yeah, knock it off.
Of course. Of course. Welcome back to the show.
We've been here the whole time, dude.
Mikey show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you yeah. guys are doing a great job, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, this is a question for Sean.
Okay.
80s band by the name of Junkyard.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There's an 80s band by the name of Junkyard. They were right with the Guns N' Roses faction.
See, they're not from Europe. That's where you're going wrong.
What
no,
song?
From Hollywood. It's great music, and it's not in your library. Missy can never find it.
Yeah, dude, because they sound like a local band.
No.
No, dude, I've been in radio almost 20 years. I've never heard of Junkyard.
Oh, they sang like Hollywood and
yeah,
Simple
you've
Man.
Never heard of Junkyard.
Hey, dude. hey,
come
dude.
On.
Do you
come
know,
on.
Let me ask you, do you know Lemon Drops and Sandals?
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Great
oh, okay,
stuff.
Yeah, you guys.
Do you know Lemon Drops and Sandals?
Answer the question.
Seriously.
Do you know Lemon Drops and Sandals?
Yeah, it's your guys' imaginary band.
All right, name one song from
imaginary.
That.
Imaginary.
It is imaginary.
Name wrong. One song from
opposite.
Lemon Drops and Sandals.
And Sean plays the skin
answer
flute.
Answer the question.
Sean, you play the skin flute?
Yes.
Well, that's a whole other subject,
look
sir.
Look up Junkyard, man.
Okay. Can you imagine that guy sitting in his El Cajon apartment?
Junkyard. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Mikey Show.
How do you play it more?
Mikey Show.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Mikey Show.
That was bad.
Mm-mm.
That would have been bad.
Mm-mm.
Mikey Show.
I was wondering if Sean was going to do that David Bowie song that he was talking about.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
You guys want to hear it?
Are you up to it, Shawnee-O?
I don't care.
How are the pipes?
Me.
You're crazy.
Oh, that is sad.
Unique New York.
Yeah, get it, Sean.
Come on, Sean. Wake everybody up. Come on.
Act like you've been there before, my friend. Something.
Shake it like you mean it.
Yeah.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Wow.
Shake and bake.
Here we go, idiots. Let's dance.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
English accent. Madonna?
To the song they're playing on the radio. Color lights up your face. Sway to a crowd from empty space.
Yeah.
And if you say run, I'll run with you. And if you say hi, we'll hide.
That's the spot, Shawnee.
Because my love for you would break my heart in two if you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower.
Oh, okay. My God. All right.
What is it, Dracula singing this?
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
That's
the best version I've ever
heard.
Encore.
Really good stuff.
You're good.
Thank you.
Wow.
A lot more where that came from.
Yes, second three.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on, Shawnee.
The deception with tact. Just what are you trying to say? You've got a blank face, which irritates. Communicate, pull out your party piece. You see dimensions into state your case and record wise. Little cross leads to shots, grit your teeth. You run for cover so discreet, and why don't they do what they say? Say what they mean. One thing leads to another. You told me something wrong, I know I listened too long. Then one thing leads to another.
Why
I love it.
That was my fix.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
Encore.
I put everything I have into my music.
You're good, you.
I could tell.
He's good.
It really came through.
Ew.
That was amazing.
Eddie, would you like to give me a shot?
No.
Ashley?
I have nothing.
Ashley?
Oh.
Ashley. Yeah.
But I don't even know the...
I want to hear this one.
Okay, but...
Listen up, y'all. This is it. The beat that I'm banging is.
No.
She's not feeling it.
No. I could do Sex and Candy. That's like a different vibe. But.
Can we reserve the right to stop it if we feel like
yes.
it?
Yes.
Wait, I don't think that's very fair. Downtown by myself and I had you liked it. Then I'm thinking about myself, and there she was. Like double cherry pie, yeah, there she was.
I thought that was dimple cherry pie.
Like disco super fly.
That's sexy to her.
I smell sex candy.
That's funny,
hair.
I smell poop.
Who's that lounging in my chair? Who's that casting devious stares in my direction?
station. Mama, this surely is the dream.
Thank you. That
You're
was
welcome.
Really, really
You're
good.
Welcome.
That was really,
anytime.
Really good.
I really enjoyed
really
that.
Great.
Anytime.
Really great.
Glad
I liked it a lot. Really liked
no
it a lot.
No problem.
It was a good one.
Sure.
What did you just say?